At Arizona State University, we're bringing world-class education from our globally acclaimed faculty to you. Earn your degree from the nation's most innovative university, online. That's a degree better. Learn more at asuonline.asu.edu.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome to the Great Awakening Show. I am Joanne, Divine Life Yogini, and on this week's show, we have Johann Ilgenfritz. Johann had a heart attack in 2011 and 6 months later was diagnosed with cancer. After unsuccessful radiotherapy, he was left to find other survival options. During his search for a cure, he turned to the internet and soon realizing that there was no one central point where you could turn to get health information, regardless of what your health issues are, he decided on creating just such a platform. And 6 weeks later, he launched UK Health Radio while still fighting cancer. Through nutritional, alkaline, vegan, and lifestyle changes, he finally beat cancer. Freedom. It is all about being informed, being empowered, and being healthy. UK Health Radio has the most in-depth information on the widest range of health and wellness topics available anywhere today. Johann, welcome to the Great Awakening Show.
Good morning, Joanne. Lovely to be here with you. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Yeah, it's going to be such a wonderful interview. Thank you, thank you. So, Johann, the first question, please tell us, what does this great awakening that we are all going through, what does it mean for you and for us all?
Yeah, I mean, the Great Awakening is, I see it amongst everything that's happening. I see it very positively, actually. For me, it's about the awareness of health has really come to the foreground with the mainstream person. So you could almost say, I see it on a daily basis that health has moved out of the niche area into mainstream. And for me, that is always positive. It's always positive when people are not, only worried about their health when they're ill, but that they even beforehand, when they're looking at health, how to prevent things, and so on. So as I said, there's a lot going on, and there's a lot of positive and negatives to this. But I think for me, it really is a positive situation at the moment. As I said, health has become mainstream, and
yes,
and I mean that's what it's about. You know,
yes.
over and above physical freedom and freedom of speech, health has to be
number one,
the next big one, you know.
Yeah.
What I mean, so it's a positive thing, I think.
Yeah, because if you haven't got your health, you haven't got life, you haven't got anything. You know, health is the most important thing to have. And I love what UK Health Radio was about, because it just inspires people to have freedom, to take part in their health freedom, doesn't it? You know, it's so important to just not, you know, take just other people's advice all the time, but just inform yourself, read, listen, and understand so many different points of view to be informed. about health.
And I have to admit that many people now are looking just beyond the mainstream health channels or news channels or information channels, if I could call them that. They're looking beyond that. They're looking, you know, over the brim. They're listening to podcasts. They're listening to UK Health Radio. They're reading. They're comparing, and they're finding their own way. You know, health is such a unique thing to each one of us.
Yes.
There's not one thing fits all. It doesn't work like that, unfortunately. It's a very personal thing. And what works for me doesn't necessarily work for yourself or anybody else. I mean, you'll hear later on, I'm sure, I'm a vegan, but there are people out there that do not function on a vegan diet.
Exactly.
It's actually physically bad for them, you know, and I think that is the most positive thing as well, is that they are looking themselves, they are informing themselves. And I mean, that is what UK Health Radio is about, is about information and not one-sided information. Everything. We bring everything.
Yeah, you've got complementary medicine, orthodox medicine, you know, energy medicine, all different types of medicine, which is so important as we are coming into the, you know, this new earth energy. People have to be informed of all different ways of healing and helping themselves to heal, because our bodies will really heal ourselves, you know, if we're eating right, if we're doing the lifestyle things as well as taking different medicines. There are so many different therapies, and as you say, it's a personal thing, health.
Yeah. It really is. It's as I said, there's not one fits all. It doesn't work like that, and it's just and we've got to be part of that. We shouldn't give our health to somebody else. And I'm not saying do it all by yourself either. What I'm saying is be part of the process of attaining and or keeping your health freedom, because it is a freedom that we can't afford to lose.
Exactly.
Yeah. I have a friend, and he's a really good friend, and he always says, I wish you good health and everything else you can buy. And it's so true, because you can literally almost buy everything else except your health.
Exactly.
If your health isn't right, you're not good. That's just how it is.
Exactly. And this great awakening has brought health up, as you said, health up to the top for everyone. So many people are changing their lives. So many people are going within and looking at their health lifestyles and the way that they eat and what they do and everything, which is a really important thing, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Can't agree with you more.
So please tell us about your awakening and how you cured cancer, Johan.
Yeah, my awakening actually took place quite a few years ago, about 10 years ago. Just over 10 years ago, back in 2011, there I was working as a fashion photographer, living the life. And in February of 2011, I had a heart attack, first of all. And not many people know about that, actually. Mm. And then about 6 months later, while still struggling to get better, and neither myself or the doctors could work out what the hell was going on, why I wasn't feeling better, why I wasn't recovering or anything, I was diagnosed with cancer for the first time.
Wow.
I have to admit, the first diagnosis was such a shock. I was 46 years old, you know.
Wow.
Like my eldest son was 11, my youngest boy was almost 3. So really not in the time of life where you should receive health information like that, you know.
Mm.
So I stumbled into radiotherapy. I must admit, at this stage of my life, I was, and I still am actually, a very scientific orientated person. But I was one of those people that I spoke about earlier that gave my health to somebody else. I didn't, I had no idea, excuse me.
Yes.
I had no idea about lifestyle, about anything like that. It was an absolute, I mean, back in 2011, it wasn't as popular or as well known as it is now.
Yes.
Yeah, I had no idea about any of that.
So you just your trust in what they were saying. Yeah,
correct. And I use the word stumble because it literally was. I was told to do it. I did it. I didn't think about it. I didn't even contemplate anything else at that time. So I stumbled into the radiotherapy, the two sets of radiotherapy in the end. But I have to admit that the whole time during the radiotherapy, I had this very strange feeling of not really, you know, nobody told me what to do or not to do for that matter. They didn't say, eat this or don't eat that. They didn't say exercise or don't exercise. My only duty really was to be there for the treatment.
Yeah.
That was my only, you know, my only duty in the whole thing. Towards the end of 2011, I was given the cancer or chorea. But that feeling of, I could almost call it helplessness, that feeling of not really knowing what had just happened. It stayed with me, you know. But you know what it's like. Life goes on, and it did exactly the same way as before, unfortunately. So a couple of months later, during my first post-cancer screenings, I was told that the cancer had returned with a vengeance.
Wow.
Spread literally everywhere. I even had a tumor in my eye.
Wow.
7 altogether, even one in my eye. And that I had 12 months to live, basically. And this is the time that I really now recognize as my awakening.
Yes.
It was more a bit of a kick in the bum than awakening. It wasn't because I had gone on a journey or anything. That was started there with one hell of a jolt, you know. So but my reaction to the second, and I call it my second diagnosis because there were two, my reaction to this second diagnosis was totally different to the first one. It was I remember sitting in the in my oncologist's office when she said to me, it's back, you know, the whole thing, 12 months to live, etc., maximum of 12 months.
Awful, yes.
And I remember, I can still hear it. I can hear myself, a voice in the back of my head screaming, not going to happen. I'm not going to die. It's not happening.
Yes.
And that's why I always mention this, because the two reactions from my side were so different from the first diagnosis to the second, you know. I literally sat there thinking to myself, okay, so the first option hadn't worked, or did work, but not for very long.
Yes.
So go and find another option or options, whatever it takes, go and get it.
Yes.
And find it and do it, try it, whatever. And that was literally, and it started the minute I walked out of my oncologist's office. I went home and I literally sat down and I thought, okay, so what now? You need information. And where did I go? There where everybody says you shouldn't go, the internet. and I started, that was the beginning of my journey, I went through such a horrific 7 months, just getting sicker and sicker and sicker. Just to give you an example, I read a piece in the internet that literally changed my life. It was like all the lights went on my head when I read it. It's just a small little sentence that I read. And the sentence says, cancer cannot survive in an oxygenated alkaline cellular environment.
Wow.
Now, this was by a Dr. Warburg, a German biochemist, who actually won a Nobel Prize for this discovery back in 1931.
That no one knows about.
Well, I shouted from the rooftops. But at that stage, literally, I'd never heard of it. And everybody I spoke with had never heard of it either. And many people, as you say, many people that I speak to today have still not heard of it.
Yes.
But this was, I thought to myself, especially in that frame of mind, I thought to myself, okay, it doesn't get more scientific than a Nobel Prize, let's face it.
Yes.
I mean, even today, a Nobel Prize is a scientific, it doesn't get better than that.
Exactly, yes.
So, and that when the second I read it, I knew I had found my way not to die. Oh. I didn't know how yet, I didn't know anything, I just knew that I'd found a way. I woke Rafaela, my wife.
Yes.
And it was 2 o'clock in the morning when I read this. And I said, I woke her and I said to her, Rafaela, I found it. I found a way not to die.
Oh.
And that morning we started, literally that morning we started researching it. And the first part of it was nutrition. Now, I know you know how this works, but I think it's quite important just to say, alkaline oxygenation from that little sentence, you know, we all have a pH, a body pH. 7.2 is neutral. Under that is acidic. Above that is alkaline. And what he basically won the Nobel Prize for was he discovered that cancer cells don't thrive, they don't grow if they are in an alkaline environment. So only when they're in an acidic environment, in other words, your body turns sugar into glucose, this is very plainly put, but basically, that cancer cells feed from. So if you take those glucose away, they starve to death. Mm. And that's basically what we discovered. And okay, so we thought nutrition is the first bit. And you mustn't forget, back in 2011, there wasn't all the information out there that there is today. There wasn't a UK health radio that I could go to and find all this stuff on, or any other information, or any other platform for that matter. So it was literally trial and error. The room in our home, I was still living in Germany at that time. The room that was always the most clinical and least used became the hub, the kitchen. We became like the hub of our families. Like the microwaves disappeared. Everything. The microwave was like plant-based cooking books and stuff like that. And we started growing herbs and stuff on the windowsills and stuff. So yeah, that was the beginning of our journey, and literally the nutrition. And as we progressed, as we learned, we implemented day for day, literally one day. What we read and learned that day, we tried out in the evenings with cooking and stuff like that.
So you became an alkaline vegan on plant-based, and not processed, but you made basically all of your food alkaline vegan.
I became literally a vegetarian overnight after we started researching, and then slowly but surely, as we learned, I progressed to first a vegan, and then today an alkaline vegan, and even today still I try and optimize my diet. It's not daily anymore, but as whenever I read or hear information that I think, wow, that's interesting or that's new, I try it out or I look into it or whatever. So
that's really good.
And it's cooking. It's about what you put. It's your fuel of your body, keeping your body alkaline.
Exactly. And also plants, you know, and vegetables and fruits, they have the life force energy in them, which is so needed for us as human beings to have that prana, that life force energy within our bodies, you know. So it's really important to eat raw as much as possible as well, salads and smoothies and all of this, you know, putting all of your superfoods in there and everything, because you're still retaining that life force energy. You're not cooking it out, you know, which is important, isn't it?
Most definitely. I mean, it's I once again, if health is a very personalized thing, I don't function very well on too much raw. I do, of course, as well. I eat a lot of raw, especially in the warm months, the summer months.
Yeah.
But I'm a person that needs warm stuff as well.
Me too.
Purely by myself. So purely. Mm. So yeah, it's just. It's just finding it. It's doing and getting out there and doing it. So yeah, that was like the first area that we went into. And I think the biggest mind shift towards my awakening, if I could call it that, was that I realized that cancer wasn't the cause of my illness. It was merely a symptom of a sick body. And it was so powerful. So in other words, cause and effect. And you know, that's a natural law. You change the cause, you change the effect.
Yes.
And once I'd realized that, I knew that was it. I was on the right path, you know.
Yes. So,
it didn't stay only with nutrition, but...
But yeah, so it's a whole lifestyle change as well.
It has become, over the years, a whole lifestyle change. I just wanted to mention one thing, that it's not a quick fix, this. It took me 2.5 years to get rid of all the cancer.
Wow.
So it's not overnight, you know?
Yes.
Also, the day I read that little sentence, just to give you an idea, was 7 months into my allotted 12, as I call it. And so that morning that I read that sentence, it took me 20 minutes to walk up 2 flights of stairs, just to give you an idea
how sick
how
you were.
Ill I was. Yeah. And about a month after... It's 4 to 5 weeks after I started changing my diet.
Yes.
I had, was the second confirmation that whatever I was doing was right. I had a surge of energy that I always say to the normal person, it was probably nothing more than a 2-foot swell. But for me, I was like surfing a tsunami.
Wow.
I had a surge of energy that I hadn't experienced, not only before I got ill, I'm talking about that I hadn't experienced since I was in my early 20s.
That's amazing. Isn't that amazing? And through all of that time, them 2.5 years of you getting better, you didn't have any chemo.
I didn't, no. I didn't. That was the radiotherapy happened. The first time,
then you didn't have it again.
And that was it. I purely and solely relied on this because I could feel it. I was getting better.
Yes.
I was getting stronger. I'd lost that, you know, that funny gray color you get people have before they pass.
Yes.
I was that
terrible
color already. So, yes, it was. I just knew I was on the right path. I knew I'd found, as I said before, I'd found a way not to die, literally. You know, so
unbelievable.
And that spilled over into many other things, into into other lifestyle things like meditation. I'd never meditated a day in my life, but I started doing that. I tried yoga, it didn't work, I have to admit. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's all right.
I don't know. Yoga doesn't work for me.
Everyone's different.
It doesn't work like that, you know?
Yeah.
So,
but meditation did. Meditation did, you know.
Oh, yes. Meditation has become such a huge part of my of my daily routine.
And because meditation really helps with your thoughts and your feelings, you know, calming down and bringing you into that blissed state, which I think is such an important thing to bring that into your everyday thoughts and life.
And I found an extension to that through running. The meditation is the one thing, but then the running is almost like an extension to it. And I use it how I need it. Sometimes I just run. I try not to think. I just run. Sometimes I use it to work on work, to work out ideas, to try and new concepts, new stuff like that. So it's amazing how you can create your own little bit of heaven, if I could call it that, because that's what it is for me. The meditation is one thing, and that I'm very sacred about, and it's my time. And the running has become part of that, but as an extension of it.
That's beautiful, because that's a form of meditation as well. When you're in that non-thinking still mind place, that's still forms of meditation. That's beautiful.
Absolutely.
That is so important. The mindset is very important, especially when you're in that place. You need the upliftment. And tell
and
us
the grateful lists. The breathing. I do a lot of special breathing. Alkaline. You can alkaline your body through breathing. Stress. Working out a way, I probably have more stress now than I've ever had in my life, but it's I work out how to deal with it. I realized that the time pressure was my kryptonite. And as a photographer, you're always under the gun. You are always being pressured, you're always under time pressure. So as I said, all I did was change my day. I lengthened my day to give me more time each day to do what I do at a normal pace and not always being pressured and being pushed. So that's
beautiful.
So, you've got to work it out yourself. You've got to work out what works for you and what doesn't.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Cozy traditions feel good, especially this time of year. And that includes your fall makeup look. From lashes for days with liquid lash extension mascara to enhancing a smoky eye with your favorite shade of Brilliant Eye Brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to for completing every fall look. Whether you want a simple, just gotta get out the door routine or fall glam that wows at all your favorite festivities, you'll always look and feel radiant with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. Complete your fall look. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/cozy.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And from that amazing cure and awakening that you had, you created UK Health Radio. Tell us how that came about.
Yeah, it's it actually started very soon after I started searching for information. The idea, actually, as I mentioned to you before, there was no UK Health Radio. There was no platform that I could go to that I could find different things on the same subject, different areas, you know, on cancer, on whatever, etc. So that's where it all started. I wanted to create a platform that would give people the opportunity to find different options for anything and everything. And I wanted to do it in a very positive manner, because one thing about the internet, when you're searching like that, it's a very dark place sometimes. Mm. It really is. I remember saying to my wife, to Rafaela one day, and this was just a form of expression. I mean, I wouldn't have fought for my life like I did if I was somebody that was going to jump out a window kind of thing. But I explained it to her in this way. I said to her, I don't know why I'm waiting to die. Why don't I just jump out the window?
Yeah.
That's how depressing some of this information was in the internet. So
yes.
As it's you know, I have only two things that I ask my presenters, and that's to do their shows in an ethical manner and positive. I think positivity plays such a big role in health, keeping health, recovering from issues, recovering, getting better. Without that positive,
yes, and empowering people, you know, empowering them to take responsibility, to inform themselves, to do research, to research themselves on their illness, on their problem. You know, that's half of it, researching for yourself, you know, to find out what is really going on. I mean, the internet is vast. There's so many workshops. There's so many people to help you. There's so many informative sites and things. But as you said, there wasn't one place where everything came together. You have to search here and there and everywhere, and it takes you all around the houses.
Yeah.
But UK Health Radio is one place. So carry on with your story, how you set it up.
Well, yeah, that was literally the beginning of it all. And then during my search, I discovered somebody by the name of Robert Scott Bell. Robert Scott Bell is a homeopath in the US, in the States. And I wrote to him and I said to him, this is what I'm going through. Can you help me? And he replied to me personally, which was amazing. And it so just happened that Robert still does. He's been doing this for about 25, 26 years now, has a radio show in the States called the Robert Scott Bell Show. And then when I had this idea for a radio, I called him on think, and he said, great. And he said to me, Johan, do you have any content yet? And I said, no, it's just an idea, you know, it's still just, and he said, you can have my show. And that was my first show. That was the first show we had on UK Health Radio. Luckily, it was a daily show.
Yeah,
because we aired it 24/7. We just put it in the loop and just aired it the whole time, you know. So, that was amazing, because it's after I spoke with Robert and he gave me the show. 6 weeks later, we launched UK Health Radio.
Wow!
On the wonkiest website you've ever seen, I promise you. It was a wonder. It's, most of the times I wondered how the hell it was working, to be quite honest. And the first 6 months we had two listeners. One of them was myself, and I'm positive the other one was Rafaela.
Yeah, that's your wife.
She's never admitted it.
Yeah.
He's never admitted it, but
oh, bless.
I'm really dead sure that it was her. So, we just started building it. And that's today we have 40 presenters, 42 shows. Mm-hmm. We have two presenters that do two shows. Mm. We on air 24/7. and we have the most in-depth information on the widest range of health topics available anywhere.
That's amazing.
So everything from health and wellness, fitness, diet and nutrition, illness prevention, very important, environmental issues, we are now touching on youth, transgender health. Mm. I think there is, it's a very volatile subject. Actually,
and the truth,
but we will approach it like we do everything else.
Mm.
It does.
The truth needs to be spoken about this.
And we're approaching it. Yes. Oh, most definitely. It really is. And we're approaching it the same way, not political, not anything, just information. Getting information over to people in a positive manner and giving them, as you've mentioned before, empowering them to make their own decisions.
Yes.
So,
and also, UK Health Radio has the Health Triangle magazine as well, with amazing articles in it.
Yeah. Yes, about 7 years ago now already, I think 6 or 7 years ago, I wanted actually to have, we had our presenters at that stage, but I wanted to have health information from other areas, not only from the presenter side. A lot of our presenters also publish information in the magazine, but not only. It's not only presenters that do that. We have a lot of people outside of UK Health Radio that we get information from universities and all kinds of things, you know.
Yes.
So that I wanted to widen the basically pool where our information comes from. Mm. And I thought, well, why not do it through a magazine?
Yes.
It's a different platform. It's a different kind of information. A lot of people like to read above and not just listen, or both, or whatever. You know?
Yes.
So it actually started out as a newsletter. I wanted to create a weekly newsletter, and it's just materialized. It's just grown into this our December issue that's coming out in a few days' time. Has about 100 pages. This thing is, it's massive, you know. It's just, and it's so beautiful because it's, as I mentioned right in the beginning, I used to be a fashion photographer.
Yes.
And a lot of people still say I'm trying to turn it into a fashion magazine, which I categorically deny.
But it's beautifully done.
But
it's beautifully done. And I know that Raffaella, your wife, you know, does the beautiful artwork on it. I just think the articles are gorgeous.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just lucky. She's a designer, iconic designer by trade.
Yep.
She's actually, she worked with some really big designers in her graphic design career already.
Mm.
And it just so happened. And I didn't want that. The normal health magazine is a very sterile looking thing.
Mm.
You know, and I didn't want that. I wanted it looks like a fashion magazine.
It does,
it looks,
it's really
like
vibrant.
A lifestyle magazine.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know.
Yeah.
But
it's
inside
fun.
It's only health. There's nothing else in there. We've got
It's beautiful.
And also the positiveness that we have on the radio definitely has washed over into the magazine. It's also very positive.
Yes.
I mean, we tell it as it is, but there's always something to it.
Yeah. And Johan, tell us about your advertising. People can advertise and collaborate with UK Health Radio as well. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. Very important. UK Health Radio is not subsidized by anybody, so it works like a normal commercial radio station. We live from advertising, and with 1.2 million people, you know, not so long ago, the word niche was a swear word in the advertising world.
Mm.
But the whole scenario has changed. You can advertise on a normal radio station, and they might have 20 million listeners, and 200,000 people listening out of that 20 million are interested in what you're advertising in health. At UK Health Radio, we play music on the station as well, but people aren't there to listen to music. They are there for one thing only, and that is health information.
Yes.
So with 1.2 million listeners worldwide, our advertising is spot on. It is so funneled that the advertisers that are advertising with us are really reaping the benefits from it, you know. So because as I said, nobody's there for anything else.
Yeah.
They're only for health information.
Mm.
And we use all aspects of the UK Health Radio network. It's become a whole network.
Yeah.
We use the radio commercials, normal commercials. We use the magazine. We use our weekly newsletter. We have a weekly newsletter that goes out. So, and we
Your
use
social
all
media?
Aspects of this. Mm. Our social media
mm.
Is all involved. And all our campaigns are bespoke campaigns. We don't have a one fit all
mm-hmm.
like anything else on UK Health Radio. So if a client is interested in advertising with us, we speak with them.
Mm.
We look at, first of all, our first question is to find out what they want from it. And once we know that, then we go back, we create a bespoke campaign for them using
Wonderful.
What we know or already know works. And we put it together for them so that it works.
Yeah.
Because I think that's the most important thing. An advertising client doesn't stay with you if it's not working.
Yes.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
And Johan, please just for the last few minutes, give our audience some guidance, you know, about getting through this challenging time that we're going through, you know, things that, yeah, some advice and some guidance. We know the first one. Listen to UK yeah. Health Radio. That's the first yes. one.
yeah.
But yeah.
Most definitely. Listen to UK Health Radio. Inform yourself, but over the edge. Don't just use one media form to inform yourself, because it doesn't necessarily give you the whole picture. I think that's... probably the most important thing. Go out there. The information is out there. You can find it very easily if you want to. And it's important, not only for our own health, but for our families and the future families, etc., that are on the way. probably the most important thing is to use your common sense as well. Common sense is so underrated these days. Think about things. Don't think about things. Think into things.
Yes.
When you think about things, you get confused. If you think into things, it's a total different mindset going into something. Think into things.
Yes.
And if you're not happy with what you found, find more information about it until you are happy with
yes.
what you have and what you found.
Yes.
And yes, it's just, it's vitally important that we just not take everything for granted and not take everything that we hear, see, and read as correct.
Yes. And that Yeah, that is so true, because, you know, the television and everything, the health information that they've given us is so small. It's like, yeah. put on a mask and just blow your nose and wash your hands. That's not health information, is it?
No.
you know, it's such an important thing, our health. So this is why UK Health Radio is so needed at this time. You know, it's a place where people can be informed and be empowered. So,
yeah, it really has a UK Health Radio has a purpose, and yes. That purpose is to inform in a positive manner and to get people to be part of the process. And I'm not saying take your health into your own hands either, but be part of that process to attain and or keep your health freedom. And I can't say freedom enough, because it truly is a freedom that a lot of us sort of
are giving up at this time. Abused. Yeah. Yes. It's our sovereign freedom, isn't it? It's our freedom. It's our body. It's our mind. You know, it's our soul. And people, you know, no one can have control over that except us, really. Yeah. You know, we can be advised, we can be informed, but at the end of the day, it's our own decision about what we put in our body, about what we think, and about, you know, all these different things. So it is a responsibility to feed ourselves positivity.
I couldn't have said it better.
Wow. So, yeah, it's just absolutely wonderful. And please tell us, what is the website?
www.ukhealthradio.com.
Wonderful.
And on there, as I said, you can find anything and everything. You can listen to the radio, the Listen on Demand, the magazine is there as well. We have a Wiki Health that we're in the process of building as well, a Wikipedia of Health. It's on there as well already. Mm. It's not complete yet, but a Wiki Health is Wikipedia is never complete. So it's all on there. The social media is on there as well. Well, most of it is at UK Health Radio in any case. Follow us, listen to us, read our magazine, and tell everybody you know about it, because it is literally, it's a wealth, absolute wealth of information on there.
Wonderful. And Johan, I want to say thank you so much for all of your wisdom and guidance, and for creating UK Health Radio and for curing cancer. This is unbelievable. Thank you for being on the Great Awakening Show.
Thank you so much, Joan. Lovely speaking with you. It's doable. We can do it. It's a pleasure. Thank you for being part of the UK Health Radio Network. Thank you for everything you do. And of course, all our presenters, our other presenters as well, they all amazing people doing amazing work, helping literally hundreds and thousands and millions of people, not only on UK Health Radio, but in what they do themselves. So thank you for that as well.